I mean, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And my first question is, we got news you're working on the DVD for your 25th anniversary show. Can you tell us more about how that's going?
Yeah, we are like almost 80% done, and we're doing the sound here in Pennsylvania, and and I think it will come out maybe around October, November, and the 25th anniversary concert, that was like a killer show and the longest show we ever did, like 3.5 hours long, so it takes actually a long time to mix it and stuff. And then we want to put some highlights on it. We played last year the 20th anniversary of Wacken, so there will be some Wacken songs on it. And this year we did the 2500th concert, so we want to put some highlights of that concert on the DVD as well. And I think it will be a really good DVD. I'm already super excited about it. And I saw the artwork. It's a painting, and by this artist I love so much. He did so much work for us, like besides the Triumph and Agony album, he did the last Fear No Evil album, and I just saw it, and I think it looks great. I can imagine the fans will like it a lot,
And how many hours of material that are you guys planning on putting from the live footage that you got?
I would almost love to put on the whole concert, definitely over 2 hours, and then for the highlights, I'm always the guy who's doing the DVD said, oh man, so you gotta decide what you can take out, but it's all really nice, so I think it will be a long DVD, and as much as we can to put on this DVD, I think it's really worth it. And there's been many guests are talking about it, some interviews, some backstage footage, which is really, really exciting too. So a whole like history part, so it will be a long DVD.
And after 25 years of doing shows, and like you said, 2,500 shows, is it getting any easier with the years, or how do you feel about doing shows now?
Actually, I must say, every show is like a unique challenge, and I always like treat every show like it could be the last, like to give it absolutely my all, and if small or big or clubs or festivals, it doesn't matter. I always give it like 150% at least, and I always try to give it my best and to make the fans happy and whatever it takes, I must say it didn't get any easier. It's every day is it's different, different country, different city, different venue, and you always you try to make the best out of this thing. Actually when I started, I was so nervous before each gig. I had to throw up, and thank God I don't have to do that anymore. I'm still nervous as hell, but so that actually made it a little bit easier, just a little tiny bit, but I'm always like super, super excited, and the adrenaline is so high, and I always have stage fright. It's like it never left me, but I guess it's a good thing too. Like I heard from many other singers or musicians that it must be a good thing, because it shows that you care a lot, and which I the fans, that's the most that's what I care the most about in my life. So I always wanna totally kick ass and give them a killer show.
And when you started, did you ever expect it that you were going to play 2,500 shows?
No, actually never. And actually I'm really surprised that we did it now so many years. It feels like starting yesterday, or starting, let's say, 4, 5, 6 years ago, but Yeah, no, like, 26 years later, almost 27 years later, it's, well, I'm still so thankful to, you know, to do music, which I love so much. Like, from when I was, like, I think 3-4 years old, I always wanted to become a singer, and, you know, and I really love it so much that, I'm so happy that I can even do that job, and it's awesome. And, you know, feeling the feedback, the energy, the love of the fans, the fan base, that's like, that's mind-blowing. And that always, you know, made me, like, go on, even when times were tough and stuff. It always, like, you know, gave me so much inspiration and motivation to never, ever give up, too.
And what are your thoughts about... you did the Female Metal Voices Festival last summer, and you were there with a different audience that it's usually your audience. What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, it was actually great. We did like a duet together. We actually Tarja Turunen, the ex-singer of Nightwish, she sang on my last record, Fear No Evil, and we did like a ballad on it. It's called Walking with the Angels, and we did the song together, and then I did one song of hers together with her. It's called The Fear. So it was awesome. Like, every time when we, you know, meet at a festival, we can actually do these two songs, and I think the fans liked it a lot. And so it was a great festival. It was great to see everybody again, and actually I didn't treat it much different from a normal festival. And I must say, the audience, it was like mixed, like always, and it didn't make a big difference. It was just like, it was very nice to, you know, to be in good company with other great women and great singers. But it wasn't different from other festivals, like and in Belgium, the Female Voices Festival is always very well organized, so it's always, like, you know, very comfortable. Like, it's a joy to play there.
And I'm sorry. And
you go ahead. And
your last album, Fear No Evil, came out in January of last year. Are you guys working on a new one, or what is the status on that?
Yeah, we're working on a new one. Actually, we first want to finish the DVD, but we're already doing some new songwriting. I'm going to the studio tomorrow to lay down a couple of tracks. So it's in the making, and I think the new record will come out maybe next year, and the DVD, end of this year. So, but yeah, we're definitely working on it, and and it's... there's some killer songs already in the making, which I think the fans will like that a lot. So and there's a new movie in the making too, where I can write the soundtrack for. It's the part 2 of the movie Arno, The Path of the Warrior, and we do this next year, and I play a part in it and do the soundtrack again. So, and maybe I want to put a couple of songs of the soundtrack on the new album too. So there's lots of stuff in the making, and
And are both the DVD and the album still coming out through AFM Records?
Oh, I don't know yet. I don't know if that's that I don't know.
And
here in the States. The record company we came out on, like, they don't exist anymore, so we see. And we came out here in the States through Locomotive, and they don't exist anymore, so we see. And in the States we definitely have a new label, but I don't know exactly.
The manager
has to sort that out. I just do the music.
And how do you feel about all these years making music? Were there points in time that you were like, I'd rather live a more peaceful life and just, you know, settle for a while? Or it's been always a fun ride.
Oh man, I love the music and the band so much that, you know, whatever ride it was, sometimes it was really tough, like especially in the 90s when grunge, you know, was like, you know, making it so big, and the normal metal bands, it was very hard, but I always had like, yeah, a strong fan base where I thought I can always count on, and it was always great, and I always highly appreciated it and cherished it and loved it so much. I never thought I would ever want to give up. And even when times got really tough, then it was actually then I thought, no, I would definitely give my best and do what I can, and maybe times will change again. And then actually my first tour in the States again after a couple of years was like actually the Ronnie James Dio tour in 2000. It was Dio, Yngwie and us, and it was the best tour. Like it was so fantastic, and there we could really feel metal picking up again. So that was great, I'm so happy that I had the chance to tour a lot actually with Ronnie, and we're all very 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 sad about what happened, and still can't believe it, and we were hoping to do many more tours together, and it's so sad to see that that things don't last forever, and I think that now I have the feeling I definitely want to cherish every day even more to give my best and to make people happy, because who knows, it's can be over so quick.
And on that thought, I mean, are there any goals that you still feel that you need to achieve as a musician?
I would love to play in countries where it wasn't possible for us to go there yet, and like especially in countries where where people like where women couldn't sing openly. There are definitely some countries where I know we have a lot of fans, but as it is now, like politically, it's a little bit different, difficult. But I definitely I would love to play all over the world, wherever the fans are, and in some countries we haven't played yet, so I definitely want to go there eventually, and come to speak. But now we're going actually to Japan for the first time, and I'm so excited. We do a US tour in September, and then right after that we go to Japan in October, the goal is definitely to bring the metal to the world, and just like playing every country, every city, and always trying to give my best, and that would be the goal, and always trying to make like great records and writing great songs which would mean something to the fans. And
And being a female in metal, I mean, it's a pretty much male-dominated area. Are there any survival tips that you can give to emerging female metal artists?
Yeah, actually, I must say, I was always treated really good and with a lot of respect. I never felt lesser than a male singer. And, I would say just go for it. Do what in your heart, believe in yourself and just be yourself, and that's all what you have to do. And I think it doesn't matter what kind of sex you are or where you're from, just like do what you love, and I think people will pick up on it. And I think the fans, they always knew that that my heart beats for metal, and that was all it took to do it. And I never felt bad being a woman in the metal world. Never. It was always, it was actually quite, it was quite great. And to me, I always thought music is above everything anyhow. I think it doesn't even matter if you're a man or a woman, just like, music is so much more, so much bigger. And I never had any bad experiences, honestly.
And what are your thoughts on the female singers that are now also doing the growling part of metal? Would you ever consider that?
I don't know if I could be good at it. I think, you know, some people are great, and we did actually one song on the Fear No Evil album, Celebrate, and we did actually a couple of versions on it. One is just with hands in the background, and then one is with this of Saxon. And then one is the full metal female version, and I love that version so much because they are all female singers on it, from death metal to gothic music to melodic metal to old school to new stuff like Angela Gosso from Arch Enemy is on there, and Sabina Klaassen of Holy Moses are on it. They're actually doing the growl. And then, you know, then on the other hand, Floor from actually, she used to sing in After Forever, who was like a very, very...
Yeah, now with Revamp.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, yeah, you heard about it, yeah. Yeah, in Revamp, and, yeah, and Girls School is on it, and Liz Christine is on it, and so many great women, and from Veronica Freeman is on it, and it all seems to sound really, really good all together, and I think that's great, and so I, you know... Personal style is like, you know, what matters, and I think I couldn't do the growl, but I can totally appreciate it, you know. And I think, like, for example, Angela, she's like, wow, she's doing it so great, you know. And I always, like, I just saw her in concert here in New York City, and I was blown away. It's really fun to listen to, and yeah. And I sang a duet on the Fear No Evil album with Taya, and she has a very, very nice angelic voice, and wow, you know, I definitely appreciate that too. Like, when you feel it's the real thing, that's great. Like, if somebody is like faking it, that's not so good. But if you feel that's like the real personality, then it's awesome.
And how do you feel that your technique has changed over the years?
I didn't understand that question. Can you say that again?
How have you seen that your vocal technique has changed or improved over the years?
I always sing from my gut, like, and you know, I always give it like 100%, like, to, you know, like put a lot of power behind it. And I think I did it when I started, and just maybe get a little bit more experienced, and then, you know, you know what you can do. Like, now, like, I could easily sing 3 hours. Maybe when I started, I couldn't do that, but yeah, actually, I think it didn't change that much. Maybe it got, like, you know, it got more defined, but I always sing, you know, from my heart, from my gut. So, and I think, you know, I didn't change actually that much, I think.
It's just improvement over the years.
Yeah, like, you know, like, I had, like, a vocal teacher, like, in the 80s, because everybody said, well, you're not a trained vocalist, so I got a vocal teacher, and then after 1 year, everybody said, can't you sing like you did before? That was much nicer, and I said, really? And I honestly believe for a rock singer, you know, just what you feel, you know. I'm sure Bon Scott didn't have like a vocal, you know, trainer. It's like, just, you know, do the real thing, and I think that's important. Like, and you know, and absolutely give it your all, and put a lot of emotion and power behind it. I think that's probably the secret to, you know, to rock or metal voices, I think.
Yeah.
In opera, it's of course different, but I always think, like, you know, like the natural thing, that's the best thing.
Yeah. And we also got word that you're doing some voice work for Metalocalypse.
Yeah. I did that already. It was so funny. And we did it with a couple of really cool people. I did it together with Schmier from Destruction and Mille of Creator. And we did actually 10 episodes, and oh man, we had so much fun doing it, and I think it came out so great. It's actually hilarious, and I actually, my road crew turned me on to the show, and I loved it so much. And then, yeah, and then when I got the phone call, if I want to do like the German voiceover, I thought, oh man, that's so awesome. And actually, I think it came out great, you know. Yeah, and I think it is close to the English dialogue, but, you know, maybe a little bit different here and there, but, you know, like, but the funny parts are still the same, and it's actually cool to hear, like, Miller or Schmier too, and I was in great company, and it was so much fun. We had so much fun doing it, and I just said, you know, when you see it, it definitely comes across.
So was this, you did the dubbing from the English to the German version then?
Yes, yeah. I did it, and and we mimicked a couple of people in there, and since there weren't so many women in there, one time I was like an old lady, and then sometimes I was a hot chick, and, you know, sometimes I was the mom of a fan, and it was great, and, I love doing it, and I did it first time when we did, like, the movie Anuk, the Path of the Warrior, which we will film next year, the second part of this movie, and there I did, like, a lot of voiceovers, and so I knew already a little bit what to do, but it's a lot of fun, and, yeah, and I love the show, like, the Metallica listeners think it's so great, so funny, so hardcore, and, you know, and I think it's great, I think the German fans will love it, and, and it's probably interesting when you, I don't know if it will be eventually on YouTube and stuff, but, yeah, I think it's funny to hear it in different languages, and,
yeah.
But everybody did a good job, I think.
Well, I think we're running out of time, so just for, to close the remarks, I mean, there's so much going on from Doro Camp, then is there anything else that you want to tell the our mainly American audience and all your fans over the world they're going to be listening to this interview?
Yeah, actually, I want to thank all the fans for their great support and for the tremendous love all over these years, and I feel so, so grateful. Yeah, that the fan base never, never let me down and always carried me, and, I'm so happy and, I'm grateful for all these great years in metal, and, and I will promise to always give my best, and, the fans mean the most to me, like, in my life, and this will never ever change, and, and I hope that I will see them soon on tour, the European fans on all the great summer festivals. We play a couple of festivals like the Masters of Rock in the Czech Republic and Grass Pop in Belgium and the Bang Your Head Festival in Germany and many other festivals. And then we are gearing up for a tour in the States here in September. So I'm excited to see the American fans again. And in October for the first time part in Japan. So I hope the fans will come out and see the shows, and thanks for all these great years.
Okay.